This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Mike Parsons with us. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent. We are live. This is Friday, September the 23rd, 2016. This is not Memorex.
Yeah, and there's a reason why Mike Parsons just said this, and that's because hour number one, we were scheduled to have an instructor, and I called. What I typically do is schedule. I do my own scheduling, and I call the instructors, you know, a week earlier, and then maybe 3 days before the broadcast, then maybe the night before the broadcast, and then the morning of the broadcast, maybe between a half hour and 10 minutes before the broadcast. And sometimes I get these feelings that something's not going to go right. And so, for example, when I call Ricky, I may just call him 10 minutes before the broadcast. Norm Shealy, I don't call before the broadcast. We find each other on the radio at 9:07 when we go live. But I had this feeling that something just didn't feel right this morning. So I called our instructor early and got voicemail. So I thought, well, maybe he's in the shower. Maybe he, you know, who knows. Now he's in 2 hours earlier than we are. So, you know, 7 o'clock his time. And a couple calls. Several calls, went to voicemail, and I thought, geez, I don't think this is going to go right. And what I do is I prepare for that particular broadcast. I'm ready for that very specific broadcast. And I just don't get behind the microphone and ramble. So I talked with our engineer, John, and I said, well, I have this feeling that our instructor isn't going to make it today. Something could have happened. You know, you never know. It could be a car accident. It could be a lot of things. Telephone doesn't work. Who knows? And, of course, I'm concerned about our instructor and why he wasn't there. But these kind of things happen. So here's what Genesis does. They have ready to go a rebroadcast because things go wrong not only at my end. Sometimes I can't even connect. Sometimes the instructors can't connect. Sometimes the instructors, you know, they have power failure or whatever. And sometimes it's a GCN problem. Not very often, but every once in a while. For example, one time at Genesis, there was a protest. There was a protest that shut down the highway. And the engineers couldn't get to work because the roads inbound were clogged. And they had the overnight engineer ready to go. And he was there all night. But the guys who come in the morning to start the live morning broadcast couldn't get there. And they couldn't have one engineer running all the shows. There's six studios at GCN. So I got a call before the broadcast, and the call was something like this. Hey, Vinny, we got this problem with traffic. We can't get all of our engineers to work. Would it be okay if we run a rebroadcast of USA Prepares? And Of course it's okay. What am I going to say? No. So we ran a rebroadcast that day. So there are a lot of things that can happen And this morning, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm kind of concerned about our instructor not being able to make it. So I left messages, and throughout the day I'll call him to see if he's okay. But that's something that you wanted to talk about. Things go wrong, right, Mike?
Things change. Things happen at the spur of the moment, and contingencies is something that everybody needs to take to heart, because just like a guest not showing up on time, things happen, and you could be in a world of hurt because of somebody else's failure to plan. I'm exhausted. I've been working all week long for other people, things that have literally, well, in part something to do with me, but a major part for other people, but because of their inability to plan a contingency, it puts a whole lot of people in jeopardy. And so well, I think there's an old saying, something to the effect that, you know, it shouldn't. Well, I won't try to remember it because I can't. I'm just exhausted. But needless to say, you have to plan for yourself, and sometimes you have to plan for other people's failures to follow through with their responsibilities. And as I've always said, love many, trust few, learn to paddle your own canoe. Independence, self-sufficiency, and self-governance. Do not be dependent upon anyone. If you have anything in your livelihood that you are dependent upon someone else to fulfill a task, you're at a disadvantage, because all it takes is for that person not to do their job, and you're in a world of hurt.
Mike, I think I understand one of the reasons why you say things like this. You're an airplane pilot, and I remember being in a four-place Cherokee, and we took off from the field behind our farmhouse in Virginia, and the pilot was my age. We went to school together, and we were picking up another guy I went to school with, and another guy I went to school with. So four of us were going to be in the plane, four guys, and I was in the right-hand seat, and you know, I got the word as soon as we took off. Okay, start looking out for birds, and because you know, if you hit a bird with the windshield, it can go right through the windshield, and then we're always looking for, if the engine quits or something goes wrong, where can we land ahead? So we're always looking ahead. We're looking all around every vista we have to see if there's something that we're going to crash into that we didn't expect to be there, and we're planning for contingencies of all kinds of things, water in the fuel that we, you know, that we drain the fuel, but there's a little water in there anyway, and you know, things that come up unexpectedly. Well, I can tell you, during the return flight, leaving from a major airport in upstate New York near the Canadian border, we left this airport, and it was snowing, and all of a sudden we're in the air, we had just taken off, and it's zero visibility. No kidding. And we're at about maybe 1,100 feet, and the engine quit. And it just stalled. Carburetor iced up. It was the right temperature, the carburetor iced up, and we were going down. So we're all looking for, where are we going to land? And I'm thinking about, there are a lot of farms here. There are a lot of telephone poles and telephone wires and power lines, and a lot of barbed wire fences. This is not a good thing. And we couldn't see where we were going. I mean, we were literally flying blind. And fortunately, we got the engine started. Everybody was sitting on a wet seat at that time. It was pretty unnerving. However, you know, we did have a plan, and you know, nobody was screaming. We're going down, but nobody was screaming. And I have a feeling that because of things that you've heard of, read of, and experienced in the air, you behave the way you do. You're always looking for, and I'm sure even when you're in a car or a truck, you're looking for that jerk in front of you who's going to do something stupid with his load or pass, or who's in a hurry or can't wait, or somebody on a cell phone and does something, and you've got to turn to the left or turn to the right so that you don't get involved in a crash. Is that right, or am I imagining this? Mike, do you have your mute button on?
Yeah. I'm slow on the uptake this morning after 4 hours and coffee, and it's still it's recuperation time. But yes, definitely, you never put yourself in a position where you don't have an out to the best of your degrees, not getting in traffic to where it's so congested that you're stuck. If the car in front of you stops and the car behind you is right on your bumper, you can't go left or right, you're stuck. You always want to stay back away from people as much as you can. So if a load shifts, and as far as flying, it's an excellent thing to have people, if you're flying in a small plane especially, to have people that have calmness about them that can keep their mouth shut, because the most dangerous thing is to have an anxious person amongst people trying to pay attention to the flight. And, I've had situations where I, too, have had power failures, radio communications go out, different things where I've had to have somewhat of an emergency landing, though I never declared an emergency landing. They were, in effect, not normal landings. But because of the preparation, they were uneventful and worked out perfectly. But I see these people nowadays that are, I guess as someone says, you've got people on the right that are out there preaching the gospel. They're involved. You and I are trying to wake people up. You know, do they have eyes to see and ears to hear? A certain amount do. And it's at one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is the other team. He's trying to pull people down into slavery and submission. And then in the middle, you got the large masses of people who are followers looking for someone to follow. Who do they feel has that power? Well, the other team says they've got the power, and they give the perception because they're going out there plinking it, we the people, one by one along the roadways, hands up. Doesn't matter. You moved. I was afraid you could have had a gun. You could have done this. You could, you know, the what if scenarios come out. And I believe that the woman who murdered the man on the side of the road, well, in the middle of the road where his car stopped, I believe without a doubt that her defense is going to be innocent by reason of training. Her training was exactly what she did. She was trained to escalate. She was trained to neutralize. She was trained that anything and everything outside of a black suit, they're not the men in blue. They were black. I don't think I've seen a blue uniform in a long time. They're Nazi Gestapo stormtroopers. They're an armed military amongst we the people. And unless we can change their programming, we will be confronting them face to face.
Mike, when we come back, let's talk more about Betty Shelby, who shot and killed Terrence Crutcher, a 40-year-old black man. And I'll tell you why I use the term blue plague instead of a different term. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Mike Parsons is with us. Mike Parsons is a pilot and a farmer, an entrepreneur, and an innovator. And he's my friend. And Mike, I wanted to share with you why I use the term blue plague, why I coined that term, the blue plague, here on the broadcast classroom. Because I, even though the police, law enforcement, those kind of guys wear black uniforms, I didn't want to call it the black plague because I don't want people who are black to think I'm talking about them. I'm not. I'm not talking about our black friends. I'm talking about this blue corporate, oppressive group of people. This group of people who are commanding us to do things that they think they have the right to tell us to do. And I object to it. I object to the fact that, these people will come up to me in my vehicle and say, license and registration. I'm sorry. I haven't done anything to cause this interaction. I haven't done anything to cause them to try to extort money from me. I have the best driving record that you can get in, well, in the Commonwealth of Virginia when I was there and in the state of Missouri. I mean, in terms of no tickets, accidents, that kind of stuff. I have a really, really fine record. And I don't do stupid things with a vehicle. I just don't do it because I think it's dangerous. Well, I object to their actions. I object to how they're trying to steal from us. And that's why I call it the blue plague. instead of the color of the uniforms that they have now transitioned to, which is military battle dress uniforms, as if they are in a war. Actually, they are in a war against we, the villagers. So that's why I call it the Blue Plague. You have your mute button on?
Oh, no, I was waiting. I thought there was more.
Okay. no, that's it.
The silence was my cue to start. there's an old saying, in an insane asylum, the sane man would appear to be insane. So, though you and I go through this world trying to provide for ourselves and our family and harm no one and help as many as we can, we are viewed as an impediment to the organized criminal system, which is posing as a government called the United States Government Corporation and State of X Corporation and all the little minions that work for them. I heard today someone state that effectively in this country, 25% of the population are sociopaths. I would wonder what percentage of those end up in government positions, because I certainly find more and more people that work in government positions that tend to want to be overbearing, controlling, and just, I'll use the term for lack of a better one, Nazis. They just want to control and run your lives. They don't recognize freedom. Self-governance is totally absurd to them. The concept of anarchy, they don't even understand that anarchy is no ruler. That's what the word means, no ruler. And, of course, if you look in the old dictionaries, it would be the epitome of what this country was, quote, founded on, which was self-governance. That's what the word implies, self-governance. You have no ruler. You're it. You rule you. You govern you. You take care of you, which is biblical, and it's what the natives did, and it worked for thousands of years without problem. But yet now we have these people that are religious. And over this past week, I've seen so many, quote, religious people do things that are totally contrary to what they claim their religion teaches. And one friend, his father passed away, sadly, of cancer. And in the end, he refused any of God's elements for healing cancer. I tried to speak to him and wanted to offer him various things to try, because the doctors had given up. They said, there's nothing more we can do. But now, prior to that, for months, he had put his faith in that Pharmacia Society of Sorcerers, or otherwise known as the Men in White Lab Coats, a.k.a. doctors. But with their chemotherapy, radiation surgery, they destroyed his God-given body's ability to heal itself, and effectively it destroyed him.
Mike, I remember you telling me weeks and days before this that you could not get through to the family. It's like, you know, we've done all we can. He's still hanging on. We've done all we can. But they wouldn't listen to you. They wouldn't take that next step. And now he's dead. We'll be right back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, I'm looking at a post on the internet, Daily Mail. And it says here, pictured in her mugshot, female officer charged with manslaughter and released on $50,000 bail for the shooting death of Terrence Crutcher. Betty Shelby, that's the cop, shot and killed Terrence Crutcher, 40, on September 16th. Shelby turned herself into Tulsa County Police shortly after 1 a.m. on Friday. She was released about 20 minutes later after posting $50,000 bond. Footage of the shooting showed that Crutcher, the black man, with his arms in the air. If she's convicted of the felony, she faces up to life in prison. Police have claimed that he, meaning the black man, was reaching through his car window for a gun. But his family said he didn't, insisted that he didn't own or carry a weapon. Before the shooting, an officer in a helicopter was heard saying, "That looks like a bad dude." So here we have these cops trained to be on high alert and kill people generally with impunity. And the white police officer, this woman, the cop, was charged with first-degree manslaughter after shooting an unarmed black pastor dead while he had his hands up, and she's been released on posting bond. She's 42, and if you look at her picture, she looks like a soccer mom, and she looks quite harmless in her mugshot. She doesn't look quite that harmless when she's in her uniform, but she is smiling. She's got a black tie on and a very, very dark, 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 dark blue-black uniform. And she's out. She's out walking around, and this man is dead. So I can see the images on the Internet. There are at least two patrol cars. There are at least three cops. And in one of the images, they're all approaching this man. He's got he's next to his car, and the next thing you know, he's shot. He's shot. This woman, this cop, is out on bail. Mike, she was out on bail in minutes, literally. How do you raise $50,000 bond in minutes? Does that come from the police department? Does that come from a fraternal organization? How do they do that? Because I know that when you wanted bond, it took a while.
5.5 months. And the bond that I was put under was $85,000. Not for killing somebody, not for taking a life, not for even harming anyone or anything, but for the accusation of being in possession of a gun, which I didn't have a gun, wasn't even near a gun, but because they claimed that because I was in the vicinity of a gun, within 100 yards, that being in the vicinity is the same as being in possession, which the law doesn't state that. But effectively, that's what it was. And then when they found out my connection with the Chilcotin Indian Nation and working with them, they were not going to let me out of jail. And, of course, while in the jail, being starved and tortured and an attempt on my life, which almost succeeded, they just wanted to eliminate me. As they say, I am the most dangerous man in Tipton County. According to the DA, I've never harmed anybody in my life. I expose corruption in government. That's what makes me the most dangerous man in Tipton County. That coupled with I don't extort. That scares the heck out of them. And
of course.
Go ahead.
Well, Mike, you had a radio broadcast on a pretty powerful station, the same one that I used to be on in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, for 2 years, The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons. I've still got to go to my website and update some of the recordings. While I was locked up for 4.5 years, the individual I had taking care of that, I don't know, it was hacked into, but yeah, the station I was on, I could talk about anything except my case. I could not talk about the corruption within the county where I lived and the owner of the station lived. Could not talk about the players by name. Now, if you go to MikeParsons.org and you read the first part on the homepage and then you click on the narrative, which is the short version, you can read the names of the players, and you can see the nexus, the connection of all the players in this backwoods mafia. It's posted. You can read about it. If you haven't read it, it's quite interesting what's going on right now in West Tennessee. It's probably a textbook description of what others like myself are dealing with across the country. And as we've seen people destroyed financially by being run through this illegal system, well, that's how they destroy we the people, because they eliminate those that are outspoken. And that, you know, 5% that's at one end of the spectrum with me and Vincent, they're slowly whittling away at us. I mean, right now, I tried to call in the listen line for Vincent's show. I don't believe it's up still. Don't know why. But you got to wonder, why is it certain shows always seem to be hard to get a hold of? Why is it certain topics you're talking about, and then, boom, you're knocked off the air? The line goes dead. That happened quite frequently when I was on the air. Even though I couldn't speak about certain people by name, occasionally I would describe those people and their position. But if it got too hot, they would pull the plug. Even right now on that station, if you go to WMQM 1600 Memphis, there's a show that comes on right after this one, and that guy is a, well, claims to be a preacher, been to prison for, claims to be about the truth, but yet when you expose to him that the government is a corporation, he glazes over and poo-poos it and says you're crazy. Of course, 10 years ago when I revealed to him that the IRS was a private corporation and he looked it up and verified that, he had an epiphany. But right now, because the afternoon host, who's a cop, who's on the payroll, who's an operative, who's pushing propaganda, he's buddied up with this guy. And this preacher's also gone to law school, is studying to be an attorney. And I asked the guy, I said, who do you serve? Who's your God? Because you're fixing to have to take an oath to a manly God. Are you going to follow a man God? Are you going to tell people to submit to a corporation? Are you going to take them into slavery? Are you going to shackle them with rules, codes, regulations that nobody knows about? Are you going to stand in honor with your Creator and tell people to follow God? What's it going to be? You can't have two masters. He's got a dilemma. And at this point, he's still rejecting to verify the fact that United States government is a corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. I know I've said it before. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on Lawfully Yours, it'll take you to the information, and you'll find the links. Or you can just go to Dun & Bradstreet and search yourself. And it's like my friend's father. It's hard, but I would ask this question. I would ask it of him if I could. I can't. But I'll ask it of you, listeners. If your last act on this creation was to deny your Creator's design and reject the Creator's elements to maintain His creation, which is your body, would the Creator feel confident you had put your faith in Him, or you had made man your God? Now, the last thing his son told me was that, quote, he said he's ready to meet his maker. I said, really? There's still time. He had time to demonstrate to his maker that he put his faith in his maker, that he would apply what his maker provided. He didn't. I'd hate to see that reunion.
Mike, you said that he's ready to meet his maker. I believe those are the words you used.
That's what he said.
I've heard those words before from other people who said they were ready to meet their maker. And I have a feeling, and I'd like to ask Dr. Norman Shilly about this, I have a feeling that they have been chemically induced to feel that way. I believe that in the last few days prior to them saying that, or maybe the week prior to them saying that, they've been medically induced, chemically altered with pharmacomafia tools to get to the position where they just give up and say that. I really believe that. What do you think?
I think the doctors and the nurses have a script that they'll drop clues, and it's a triggering mechanism to where people will default into these cliches like that. You know, we've done all we can. It's his time. When they murdered my grandmother right in front of me in a care home, and I witnessed the murder, and I said as such, she said, I'm sorry, it was her time, implying that this was God's will. And I said, no, It wasn't God's will. You killed my grandmother. I saw you take the suppository and insert it, hit the venous nerve after you had given her 5 milliliters of morphine, followed by 5 milliliters of morphine 3 hours ago. At 96, that's all she could handle. And when you dropped the blood pressure by hitting the venous nerve with that suppository, you killed her. Of course, none of my family understood what I was talking about. I tried to explain it to them. They just glaze over. If you don't have a white lab coat as long as the doctor's or longer, well, who are you? You're insane. Why should I listen to you? Did you go to medical school? No, but I can show you on the internet and in medical books, the same procedure will kill people time and time again. It's what killed Elvis. The same medications he was on, and then when he went to the restroom, when he had that bowel movement and it hit the venous nerve, and the rest is history. It happens every day.
Mike, we've got Miles calling in from Europe. Welcome, Miles.
Mike, good morning. Vincent, good morning. Class,
good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm so glad you called in.
I don't know whether that will be later on the fact, but okay, give it a shot. I just followed 10 minutes of your conversation right now because I just popped in here, and... Mike, I know you're on a journey of finding out the deepest rabbit hole of this planet and how deep everything has been hid from our people here. And that is a tough one sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Miles, we're going into a break. Mike Parsons is with us. Please stay with us through the break.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We're going into a break, and we'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, just a quick update. Hillary Clinton's 5'4". Donald Trump is 6'2". There's a 10-inch difference in their height. And Clinton is demanding that she have a step stool so that she can raise her appearance in terms of height during the debates. She wants to lie again about her height, and it looks like it's being settled by having a custom-made podium for her during the debates. Miles, please continue.
In the 1990s, you had a fellow American that wrote the book Rulers of Evil. His name was Tupper Saucy. For his work, he got jailed for a tax fraud in 2006 or 2007. And what Mike was referring to, you all find as a compendium, all going back to the decrees, to the canons of the canon law that are being enforced by the Jesuits. And who doesn't know why the world looks today, how it looks today, is good advice. If you read the book or you go to YouTube and you listen to the readings of the book, there is a readings with 29 videos about every chapter and the interpretation on that, and you should go there and find out about that. Otherwise, you stay uninformed, ignorant, and stupid.
Miles, I have an opportunity to meet with some of my teachers who were Jesuits. Do you have any thoughts about some questions I might want to ask them?
Well, sure, but this is nothing for a discussion on radio. I will try to reach you after the show for that, okay?
That's okay. I just thought that we might, just to put that bit of humor out there. Yeah.
Seriously, if you look at on an organization that was invented as a military organization that is running the entire planet for the church as a military order, and it took in the Knights Templars and all the other orders that there are. They are the custodians of the law of the Pope, the law of the Vatican. So the book name is Rulers of Evil by Topper Saucy. Go there, look at it, or listen to the readings on that on YouTube, and you will find out a new world you live in, maybe for even 60 years. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, if you have the opportunity to go shopping this weekend or in the next 3 days of the beginning next week, do so, because next week we will have a couple of bond issues coming up, and that might put pressure on the buying capability of the dollar. So my advice to you here, use the time for the weekend shopping, fill up whatever you need, and use still the good value of the dollar as long as you can.
Miles, are you saying that our purchasing power will be decreasing over the weekend, so that if we want to buy things that are based on international currencies, that we will see a devaluation of our currency and purchasing power?
Well, not necessarily over the weekend, but next week we will have the bond disaster that we are in since May 27th. That will hit mainstream news. You will have it mixed with announcements about Hillary Clinton, just to have a smoke screen put up. And what comes next is when the sovereign bonds of the countries start to become wonky, that will have an impact on all kinds of currencies, not only the dollar.
Okay, and are you talking about we should consider getting anything that we need and everything that we need because of this? Are we talking about batteries? Are we talking about tools? Are we talking about spare parts? Are we talking about food? What are we talking about, Miles?
Whether it is food, whether it is something you need as spare parts, whether it is something that you need to top off, like oil, hydraulic oil, it doesn't matter. Just this is the time where to get it with the most bang for the buck, because in October we probably will have a bigger issue with many currencies on the planet.
Miles, I have been doing exactly what you're talking about. And I mentioned on the air that I have been preparing at one level below panic for quite some time. I don't mean that I'm panicking, but I mean I'm not wasting time. And I hope that our class does the same thing. I know Mike is doing the same thing as well. Mike Parsons, thank you so much for being with us. Miles, thank you for calling in from Europe. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.